You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to a Republican lawmaker about his bipartisan work to fight Alzheimer's and dementia.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. This week, Molina Healthcare announced it won't be selling health plans next year on Wisconsin's marketplaces set up through Obamacare. The insurer has the largest market share for health plans sold directly to people and families in southeastern Wisconsin.
Robert Menster joins us now, as he does every Friday, to talk about that and the other big news in Wisconsin this week. He's a senior statewide editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He is based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hello, thank you.
Well, Molina Healthcare made this announcement on Wednesday. How big a deal is this for marketplace healthcare coverage in Wisconsin?
So it's a worrying sign. It's notable for sure, and it will affect some people. But it is also important to say this doesn't leave any counties in Wisconsin without a health insurer for the marketplace. In Milwaukee County, where most of the people are and where Molina's business was focused, there remain three different health insurance plans. So there is competition in those exchanges. So, I mean, it's a thing. Some people who go to sign up for their individual health care plans in later this year will have to change insurers, and there may be some changes that come with that. And for sure, it's the type of trend that those who are skeptical of or opposed to the Affordable Care Act, and the system that it established, can point to. But on the other hand, it's unlikely that, for instance, this is going to mean that those 55,000 people don't have insurance. There's still insurance available to them.
And from what we've heard from the company Molina, is the gist that it's just too hard to make money doing this?
Yeah, Molina is hard up. The company has pulled out of state exchanges in a couple different states. They, in late June, announced that a bunch of layoffs coming to that company. So their business model has been based around it. They have been a provider for Medicaid and sort of low income services, and it is a legitimate problem. It is something that that policymakers ought to look at why it is that they're not able to sort of stay in business on this business model, because that is a place where there is a risk that people who are low income, maybe they make a little bit too much to qualify for Medicaid, but they are still poor. If they can't get insurance, that's a risk area.
And you mentioned the political fallout here. Republican State Senator Leah Vukmir from Brookfield tweeted after the announcement, "Molina's exit from Wisconsin's Obamacare markets is another sign of the law's utter failure. Time to hand the reins to the states." Are we seeing a lot of that kind of reaction, especially from Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, maybe Republicans should look into some legislation about that, don't you think? I mean, there's a little bit of a time warp effect there. Like, that's the type of reaction that that would have happened last year or the year before, or before there was a Republican president and a Republican push to make changes to the law, repeal the law. But yeah, this is a data point that that those who say that it is not a sustainable system can point to, and it's a substantive problem as far as it goes.
Talking to Rob Menster from USA Today Network Wisconsin, looking at some of the big stories around the state this week. On Tuesday, Rob, a federal appeals court ruled to keep federal protection for gray wolves in the Western Great Lakes region. This has been an ongoing saga. The ruling said the government had made errors, crucial errors, when it removed wolves from that protection 5 years back. So talk us through the Cliff's Notes version of the back and forth on the wolf story here.
Sure. So for folks in northern Wisconsin, let me start here. There's no question. What we know is happening is that the wolf population is increasing. That is widely shared scientific consensus. There are more wolves today than there were 20, 50 years ago. There's a lot of debate over exactly how many that is and to what extent the wolf population in a place like northern Wisconsin is a risk to livestock, to people who live there. Every so often, a wolf will kill kill somebody's dog, and that's very sad and that's a real problem. So, and then there are people who like hunting and that see it as a challenge and want to hunt the wolf. So, so at a time, you said, whenever a few years ago, the Wisconsin instituted a wolf hunt, and it's been on for a couple years and off for a couple years. I think am I right? The last one was in 2014. Is it that long ago?
It's been a while. I don't have that off the top of my head.
Yeah, I didn't have it in front
of
me.
It's been a couple years, I think.
It's been a few years, and So right now, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources estimated that as of this summer, there are about 925 or 950 wolves in the state, which is up a little bit from the previous years. But, I mean, this is sort of the whole debate. It's very hard to track wolves. The estimates are not that precise. They do things like fly over the land during the winter when there's no leaves on the trees to try to do a count. People track footprints in the snow, paw prints, and so they try to estimate as best they can. But this is a big part of what is contested, is how many wolves there are out there.
And what makes for a sustainable population. So for now, as long as this court ruling is the law of the land, there will be no wolf hunt in Wisconsin. Is that right?
That is right. The next big push among those who see it as a hazard is to try to have Congress delist the gray wolf, pass a law saying that wolves are not endangered and it's okay to hunt them. It seems there's something that maybe seems a little weird to have a judge declaring that wolves are or are not endangered, and it's definitely also weird to think that Congress would do that. But this is a step that has actually a fair amount of support, including in Wisconsin's delegation. Republican Senator Ron Johnson is for it, and some of the Republican congressmen have spoken out for it. And notably, and maybe surprisingly, Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin also has come out in favor of this this delisting. So I don't know that that necessarily stands a chance of becoming law, but there certainly is support for it in Wisconsin.
Quick look at the Foxconn story. Of course, the big story there is in southeastern Wisconsin, but there's talk of a Foxconn smaller facility in Dane County, and the mayor of Madison looking at an old site for a new plant. What are we seeing there?
Yeah, right. So it's the Foxconn news that they're looking in Dane County is, we should take a little caution about that, but it's something that they're considering and looking on. And Madison Mayor Paul Soglin pointed out that Madison has this big Oscar Mayer facility that was closed last year, and then this might be an option for locating an electronics manufacturer, as opposed to, in Soglin's words, as opposed to eating up a couple hundred acres of farmland.
And then finally, Rob, a state fair kicked off yesterday, 125th Wisconsin State Fair. What's the big story there? What does the fair have to offer?
Oh, it has beer-battered, bacon-wrapped cheddar sausage on a stick. It has deep-fried grilled cheese sandwich bites, deep-fried Nutella. I mean, it has it all, right? I believe it's 125th year in State Fair Park
State
in
Fair
West
Park.
Allis.
Okay.
I think the fair itself, I have in my notes, 166 years old.
Wow,
this year.
Wow, okay.
It doesn't look a day over 150.
And do you have a favorite thing to see or do or eat at a state or county fair, Rob?
So I know that this is going to be controversial.
Uh-oh.
I know there are some people out there who say the cream puff is overrated, but I disagree. I stand for the cream puff. Those cream puffs rule.
Wait a minute. Pro cream puff is the controversial position, Rob?
I am not going to be intimidated by the anti-cream puff people. I'm going to speak my truth, Rob.
One cream puff is a serving for you, or do you go back for more?
I can do with one, thank you.
One? Occasionally I can fit a second if I haven't eaten too much of the deep-fried food first. Rob, I'll point you toward the Central Time Facebook page. We talked about fair food. Get a recipe for a spicy peanut butter and jelly, wait for it, cheeseburgers. So that's what's for dinner this weekend.
That's
Rob,
disgusting. You don't know what you eat that.
Thanks a lot for joining us, as
All
always,
right.
Rob.
Thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, senior statewide editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau, and he joins us every Friday for a look at the state's biggest news.